There are reports, and these are unconfirmed reports, I have to say, of a significantly large so-called lockdown party, which allegedly took place at a premises in Sligo all day yesterday. And these are allegations. There are lots and lots of posts about this on social media, including one from our next guest, who's David Griffith. And David is the owner of the TNT Gym in Sligo, and of course he's among the many, many businesses who have been forced to close since midnight last night. And I'll read David's post, which caused a lot of traction. He says, "To all the wonderful people who decided to throw a massive lockdown party in Sligo, we truly hope you had a great time. While so many lost their jobs, shut down their companies and tried to figure out how to get through the next 6 weeks, you went on the lash, ignoring all health warnings and without care to the rest of Sligo. If you were a member of TNT Gym, consider your membership void and yourself barred for life." David, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Alan.
And thanks for joining us. Are you? And again, we won't mention places or names or anything like that. But you're pretty sure, are you, that this happened in Sligo?
Well, if it didn't happen, then we've nothing to worry about. Then, so it's kind of all, you know, hearsay. No, look, this is something that I think, and just to, like, give a very, very brief history. Back before the first lockdown happened, myself and Terry from ROM, we sat down and we had a meeting about, you know, what is the safest thing to do. And we decided to close the two gyms early. We closed about 10 days before the actual first lockdown came in, because we decided that was the safest thing to do, because nobody was sure what was happening. Nobody was sure, you know, how this, you know, how COVID was going to affect people and how it was going to transmit. And so anyway, saving things, time to shut them down. Yep. We did that. We spent a lot of money and then getting the place ready. And can I mention briefly Beanie from Atlantic Hygiene came in and gave us a massive amount of help on how to set up the gyms and get things set up properly. So we did that and then opened up. And in the first week we opened up, there was a house party that went on, and two members had come in. And I asked them, you know, if you don't mind, I'm just a little bit, we've just opened up, we're just a little bit unsure about you coming into the gym after being to a house party. Offered them 2 weeks online training for free and then come back and finish the training with us. And the whole point of this is businesses are doing so much in order to keep their place safe and healthy, and spending like vast amounts of money on cleaning equipment and hours of staff time cleaning. And gyms are safe. There hasn't been any significant spikes from any gym anywhere to show that there's any sort of like reason for us to even be shutting down in the first place. But anyway, that's a whole other different battle. But the idea of people getting together at house parties, and you know, and it has been shown that type of contact is spreading corona or COVID-19. Yeah. So my attitude on it is very, very simple. If this is a slap in the face to every business that has had to shut down, and that's the attitude towards people that are doing this, and whether or not you believe the, you know, or whether or not you fall on either side of the fence, it doesn't really matter. My side of the fence is, it doesn't matter what I believe. This is what I have to do. And in order to keep my gym and my staff healthy, my customers healthy, and the gym healthy, then this is what I have to do in order to do it. And if you're going to go, if you're the type of person that wants to go partying and put yourself at risk, then you're not putting me at risk. You're not putting my business at risk.
Okay.
That's our attitude.
Right, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that. And again, already there are people texting in. Someone says, 100% there was a party, I won't say where, there was a party in a premises yesterday in Sligo from 2 o'clock. Someone else says, this so-called lockdown party did not happen. People are saying it did. I won't say what they are. They're telling untruths, put it that way. Those who are spreading this sort of stuff know others will feed off it. Half the country is currently addicted to outrage and misery at the moment. So again, differing points of view as to whether it did or didn't happen, but obviously you would assume that there was something going on if it's so prevalent in social media.
Well, maybe there was and maybe there wasn't. If it wasn't, then we've nothing to worry about. But yeah, what we do know is that parties have happened, and we do know from contact tracing that major spikes have came from these parties. So we do know that has happened. So whether it did happen last night or not is irrelevant. If it didn't happen, then there's nothing to worry about. If it did happen, then there is something to worry about. Like, Sligo had one of the best one of the lowest traces of COVID in the country.
It has changed quite dramatically,
It changed massively. It's gone to one of the worst now. And to go from point A to point B is shocking, because Sligo had done so well, and the people of Sligo and the businesses in Sligo had, most of the businesses shut down before they were actually told to shut down. And all of the businesses in Sligo were coming together and saying, okay, this is serious. We have to stop. We have to stop trading until we get, our everything in order. And that's what they did. And then you have the other side of the thing, the other side of the coin, where people are going out and just showing no respect to that. And they're going out and having house parties. And for businesses in Sligo to see this thing happening is just a slap in the face.
Well, it's more than that. As you say, it can, and in some cases, it has directly affected businesses because of the nature of your business.
Yeah.
I mean, you're incredibly angry about this, and understandably.
Oh, no, I'm not at all angry about it. That's my thing. I'm not. I'm very practical about this. And my own personal views on COVID don't really matter. What does matter is, what is the law and what are we told to do? And we are told to social distance. We're told to, there's 17 pages of restrictions for us to open up our gym. Our gym has a through our risk management, we can have 37 people in the premises at any one time, and we've stopped at 25 people. If we get 25 people in, then we ask people to wait outside until two people leave, and then two more people can come in. And we've done this. We're limiting our capacity, even though it's well under our capacity. We're still limiting it because it's safer. We've stopped doing day passes, and myself and Terry from ROM, we chat quite regularly about this, and we've come to the same sort of thing. Don't let day passes in, because you have people from outside Sligo coming in to the gym, and the risk is just too high. Unless you're a resident in Sligo, or you're staying in Sligo, and you've been in Sligo for a couple of weeks, then chances are you're probably not going to get into the gym either. That may be harsh, but it's just to keep the gym safe and keep our community safe.
We
have a massive community in Sligo, and we respect them. And we like them, and we'd like to keep them as safe as possible.
Okay, I see one story on the national media this morning. There's some gyms in Dublin trying to make the case for staying open. I don't know if you have a choice or not, or if you're just being responsible in closing down. But I mean,
you don't really have a choice, because it comes down to your insurance won't cover you if you're open. So for me, that's just a no-brainer. So yeah, we could stay open, but you're running the risk of running a business with no insurance, which outweighs any sort of choice there. That's just a no go straight away. Just hopefully, I'm kind of really hoping that gyms are going to be allowed to stay open. And I've had some news last night that there's a possibility that they are actually going to reverse the decision on gyms. Look, I've had people who have serious mental health issues ring me during the week, crying on the phone, saying there's something we can do. This is my solace. It's the only place I have to go that gives me some sort of peace during my day. And now it's closed. And is there something you can do? And there's nothing I can do. I can't change the government's opinions on it. And I'm certainly not going to open a gym and not have insurance on and put myself at risk there. But it is something for... It is a mental health issue. This isn't an issue about, me making money. Because if that was the issue, then I would have let 37 people in. I would have taken all the day passes. I would have done all that. But I didn't. We had a serious financial loss to the gym. We made these decisions to keep the place safe, even though we're not going to be able to. We're turning away money on a daily basis from people, from things like day passes and from people that we don't know or haven't been a member before, and we're not really sure where they're from. We're turning money away on a daily basis. So it's not a financial thing for me. This is a purely keep Sligo safe. That's it. Keep our gym safe.
All right. Okay. Well, one taxi driver saying there was definitely a party of sorts yesterday. He witnessed it himself. So a lot of people are saying that there was some sort of a party or gathering. Either way, as you say, it's not good if this is happening. And this is something that needs to be clamped down on over the next 6 weeks. Yeah. So there is no point in having a level 5 restriction on all of us.
Well, what is the point of having level 5 with the whole county shut down, people's lives being, torn asunder. And as I said, the serious mental health issues of people trying to, just to go to the gym, just get that bit of solace that they need. And then you have parties going on around the county. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's a complete, why go that far with a level 5 lockdown if this is going to happen on the other side of it?